This morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming back to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Crystal. How many of you have ever received an awkward gift? You know, the kind where you think in your head, well, you really, really shouldn't have. Well, I want to share with you some of the awkward gifts that I have received. Most of these are not Christmas gifts. This actually started back in April 1st, 2010. The day that my daughter Carly made her grand entrance into the world. My mom came into the room after I had delivered her and everything had settled down, and she said, "I have a gift for you." And she said it was a gift for me, so naturally I started wondering, ooh, you know, is it perhaps a spa package for the new mom? It also happened to be our four-year wedding anniversary that day. So I thought, ooh, is it, you know, dinner and a movie gift card and she's going to babysit the kids for us? And then she hands me this wrapped gift. And I think, is it something special for the baby? And I unwrap it, and it's two DVDs of Richard Simmons' Sweatin' to the Oldies. And I said, "Thank you." She said, "Well, I thought you might want this to help you lose the baby fat." And then, of course, I know how much you love Richard Simmons. Now, I wouldn't say I loved Richard Simmons. I wasn't in love with him. Was I entertained by him? Well, who wasn't, right? Now, I will say I was touched. You know, when he'd go on these talk shows and he would help people who really struggled with obesity and weight loss and get them connected to real problem-solving solutions, I was touched by that, okay? And yes, you know, his Sweatin' to the Oldies was catchy and fun. And yes, he has an energy about him that brings a smile to your face. You really just can't help it. But was I in love with him? Was I obsessed with him? No. Somehow my mom had a different idea of how much I loved Richard Simmons. In fact, I think she was more fond of him than I was, and she projected that on me with this awkward gift. So not long after that, I was walking through a thrift store, and I happened upon this Richard Simmons cookbook. And so I said, "Happy birthday, Mom, because I know how much you love Richard Simmons." Shortly after that, She gave me this Richard Simmons coffee mug where he's half hiding behind a tree and it says, "Not today, Satan, not today." So this became known as the Richard Simmons Wars of the 2010s. And it is still ongoing, but that's when it all started. One year, I got Mom a Richard Simmons chia pet. You ever see those in the store? Okay, and that lasted about 3 weeks, and then she got aggravated with the way his hair was growing in, and so she boxed him back up. Sometime after that, my mom and dad broke into my house. Now, I say that lightly because I gave them the code to my garage. But while we were away from the house one day, my mom came into our bedroom and posted a Richard Simmons poster on my closet door as if I was 15 again. And she put an I Heart Richard Simmons pillow on our bed. And then she took Richard Simmons' chia pet that she now turned into a planter with fake flowers, and she put it on my nightstand. Then sometime later, my mom and dad were over at the house visiting, and an hour or so after they had left, I was cleaning up the kitchen, and I discovered that my mom put this on my refrigerator for my 40th birthday. My mom gave me this Richard Simmons jigsaw puzzle and this world's tiniest Richard Simmons. And then another time, she gave me this Richard Simmons bobblehead. I bet you never saw this much Richard Simmons paraphernalia before, have you? Well, neither have I. So I have a whole collection of awkward gifts, and perhaps you do too. And I'm not just talking about white elephant gifts. You know, gifts that you didn't expect, and people thought you were going to like it, right? But it wasn't quite your thing. You know, like a sweater that maybe they thought was going to look great on you, but it isn't your style at all, right? Or maybe you got a book, and then when you open it up, someone else's name was written in it. You ever gotten that before? Any of you ever gotten a gift card, and then you went to use it, and there was no money on it? That's actually happened to me a couple of times. But there's always a backstory behind the awkward gifts, right? And when we talk about the first Christmas, there were some very awkward gifts that were given and received. And Crystal just read the passage for us. The scene of this story is likely part of your nativity scene if you own one, right? Which, by the way, if you helped with the hanging of the greens and you helped put our outdoor nativity scene outside, if you have noticed that baby Jesus is missing, do not panic. Nobody stole him. He is actually in my office. He's not in trouble or anything. Travis just took him out and said he's not supposed to be there till Christmas Eve. The Bondurants poked fun at him by sending him a screenshot from the outdoor camera of him taking baby Jesus and saying, "Do you recognize this man?" And he said, "Well, listen, Jesus hasn't come yet, but don't you worry, he is coming very soon." So our nativity scenes tend to depict that not only were the shepherds and the angels there, but also the Magi, the night that Jesus was born. The reality is that the Magi likely didn't show up until after Jesus was born, possibly up to 2 years after Jesus was born. And I could unpack all that, but that's a story for another day. What I really want to talk about is who these guys were and how they became part of the story, and also the gifts that they brought. So what we know about the Magi is that they were from the Far East. Many believe that they were from modern-day Iran or Iraq. They were philosophers. They were scientists. They were astrologers. They studied the stars. And this is partly why we call them the wise men. They were seekers of the truth, though the pathway was through philosophy, science, and astrology. You might say that they worshipped the stars, and yet God called them. and said, I want you to be part of the story. And this is one of the many things that I love about God, is that he takes the most unsuspecting people and he makes them part of the story. I think one of the things that puts them in a perfect position for this is the fact that they are seekers. I believe that God loves a seeker, even if your pathway isn't his pathway. Because if you are seeking, that means that you are open to possibilities. And I think everyone is seeking a savior. You know, not everyone is looking to the same thing or the same one for a savior. You know, to some their savior is money, and to some their savior is strength or success. Maybe it's themselves. Maybe it's a political leader. Everyone is seeking a savior. And for the Magi, you know, it might have been knowledge or wisdom. And so this story shows us the lengths at which God will go to bring people in, to invite them to experience Jesus. So he spoke to the Magi in a language they understood, the stars. And he used the stars to point the Magi to the source of light and life. So God is willing to go to any length to invite us to experience Jesus. And so God revealed to these seekers that on the night the King of the Jews was born, a special star would rise in the sky. And upon discovery of the star, they travel all the way to Jerusalem, which I did a quick Google search. And assuming they're coming from Iraq, that's just over 500 miles that they traveled. And they go to Herod and say, where is the one born King of the Jews? We've come to worship him. And Herod is like, come again? I'm the King of the Jews. You know, who is this that is trying to overthrow me? And so he calls his advisors and teachers of the law and says, you know, where is this Messiah supposed to be born? And they say, well, the prophets say Bethlehem. And so he calls the Magi secretly, come here. And he asks, you know, when exactly did you see the star rise? And, okay, go to Bethlehem, find this child, and then let me know where he is because I want to worship him too. To which we say, liar, liar, pants on fire, right? Because Herod was the king, but he was also a madman. He destroyed anyone that tried to get in the way of his throne, even his children and his wife. And so he's trying to get intel to do what he thinks he needs to do to keep his throne, to keep his power and his position. And so, you know, we tend to say things like Christmas isn't celebrated like it once was. You know, people don't understand the true meaning of Christmas. All this commercialism gets in the way of it. And what we see at the first Christmas is it really was no different. There were people trying to get in the way of what God is accomplishing. Beginning with verse 9, it says, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they worshiped the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Just sit with that for just a moment. Why would these guys worship a child? These guys who relied on science and things that could be tested, these guys who relied on reasoning and experience, what was it that made them bow down and worship this child rather than say, he's just a child? And I think the answer is, once they met the one who set the stars in the sky, could actually move them and make them stop on their axis, they knew he was the answer to everything. He held the world in his hands, and all things belonged to him. And their response was to not only worship him, but to give him their very best. And they lavished these gifts upon him. But not gifts of diapers and bottles and toys, things a baby needs or uses. You know, this baby was laid in a manger. A porta-crib would have been very helpful, right? But he didn't give gifts like that. These were awkward gifts to give to a baby. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, you know, gold, okay, we can get behind that. Who doesn't like getting gold? I would like some gold, but not for a baby, right? The frankincense and the myrrh, that's just plain weird. But these were prophetic gifts. Gold was a symbol of royalty, that Jesus came to be our king. Frankincense was an incense used in temple worship. Jesus is our great high priest. And myrrh, well, that was probably the strangest gift of all, because it was spices used to embalm the dead. Because Jesus came to die. He came to die for our sins, that by him we might be reconciled to God. Awkward gifts for a baby, but very prophetic to this baby's purpose. These gifts meant something. And so if you are scrambling to find gifts for your loved ones, you know, there's not many days left, and I'm going, oh. So, you know, if the possibility of your loved ones getting awkward gifts is becoming real by the day because we're running out of time, I just want to encourage you that the best gift you can give to them this Christmas is to share Jesus with them. The King of Kings, the High Priest, the one who left the glory of heaven to be born in our broken world to die so that we might live. Let's not make Christmas about the gifts. Let's not make it about us. Because Christmas is about reaching out to the world. So reach out to your friends that maybe they're not sure if church is for them. Or maybe they've drifted away from it and got caught up in the chaos of life, and now they're searching, they're longing for something that only Jesus can fill. Share Christmas with them. This is a season where people are most receptive to the gospel. Don't miss that because you're so caught up in your own stuff. Once again, I'm going to annoy you by handing you invite cards on your way out. The invite cards that have our Advent sermon series and an invitation to Christmas Eve service. And my challenge to you this week is to hand them to somebody. Now, if you only leave them on a table somewhere, that's better than nothing. But I want to challenge you to personally invite someone to church this season so that we can share the Christmas message with them. These cards are designed to make it easy for you to invite people because I know how intimidating it can be. If you have neighbors that you know don't have a church family, leave them a plate of cookies with this card on top. You could leave it for your server when you go out to lunch today if that's part of your plan. Leave it with a nice tip to open their eyes and show them, like, this means something. Invite someone in your circle. When they ask you, what are you doing? What are you doing Christmas Eve? Tell them, I'm going to Christmas Eve service. Do you go to church on Christmas Eve? Because if not, I'd love to invite you to our church. We have a beautiful Christmas Eve service. We light candles. We sing classic Christmas hymns. Invite someone. Because, like I said a couple of weeks ago, you never know what hangs in the balance of you saying yes to God or even just something as simple as inviting someone to church, to Christmas. You never know what God will do in someone's life as a result of you reaching out to them and sharing Jesus with them. We've all given or received something that made us smile politely and then wondered what in the world we're going to do with it. This season, consider giving the best gift, the gift that lasts. Invite someone to experience the true gifts of the season, hope, peace, joy, love, that can only be filled by Jesus. A simple invitation to worship, to our candlelight service, or a moment of shared faith can open a door that God is already knocking on. It may feel small, it may even feel awkward, but it can change everything. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, like the Magi, we too are on a journey, not just to hear a story, but to encounter your Son. We confess that too often we give you what is easy, what is left over, what costs us very little. Yet today you remind us that true worship is not always comfortable, but it is always intentional. Jesus, you are our King, worthy of our gold, our priorities, and our resources. Jesus, you are our priest, worthy of our frankincense, our prayers, and devotion. Jesus, you are our Savior, worthy of our myrrh, our pain, our fears, and the parts of our lives we would rather hide. Teach us to offer not awkward or meaningless gifts, but gifts that reflect who you truly are and who you are shaping us to become. As we leave this place, may our lives be living offerings, given in love, guided by faith, and poured out for the sake of others. Lead us by your light, just as the star once led the Magi, and send us home changed, walking a new way, because we have met you. We pray this in the holy and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.